Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program Like Muhammad here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Muhammad. It's a pleasure to be with you again. In this program, we talk about Prophet Muhammad in the Quran, in the narrations, in the hadith, and sunnah. One verse that I'd like to touch upon in this episode that is about Prophet Muhammad in the Quran is the second verse of Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. So this verse is about Prophet Muhammad. It is actually saying something about Allah himself. It's saying, it is He, that means Allah, who sent among the unlettered a messenger from themselves, reciting to them His verses and purifying them and teaching them the book and wisdom, although they were before in clear error. What I'd like to talk about is the word Ummi and how it relates to our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Well, first of all, Ummi is not a degrading adjective, okay? Sometimes it's mistranslated as illiterate, okay, or unlettered. In Arabic, it does not have this degrading nature, this word. Okay, and it says Ummiyin. Prophet Muhammad was not the only one who was Ummi at his time. He was sent among many Ummis. Okay? So the majority of the people at the time of the Prophet, they were like this, that they didn't read or write. They probably didn't go to learn how to read or write, or they didn't feel the need to go and read or write. Because at that time, even the poets and other literary figures, the Arab figures, many of them probably did not know how to read or write, but they just memorized many things that were handed down to them from one generation to another. And, it was like an oral tradition mostly. And even the Quran itself was mostly something that was orally preserved. Like we had a lot of Hufal, okay? Later on, they decided to compile it. And even at the time of the revelation of the Quran, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was the first scribe of the Quran, and he would write the verses of the Quran immediately after the revelation. And this was something that the Prophet had told Amir al-Mu'mineen to do. Now, the point is that the Prophet did not go to read, to learn and write. Does that mean that he didn't know how to read or write? And is that something that is, it's something that degrades his status? No, he didn't feel the need to go and read or write, just like many of the people at his time. If he did that, probably some would have said that, look, he is the one who came up with the Quran. So nobody taught him. But again, this does not mean that it's something that would lower the status of the Prophet. It's just something that he was. And it also has another meaning, which I will talk about after a short break. So let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with Like Muhammad.
To be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa
Welcome back, everyone. This is Like Muhammad on RIB English Radio. So we're talking about the very controversial issue of how the Prophet was an Ummi and what it exactly means. Well, Ummi, another meaning that we can consider is it doesn't really mean being illiterate. It actually means not being given a holy scripture, okay? Because Prophet Muhammad, he was not the only Ummi. At that time, there were many other Ummis, and like when the Quran, it makes a distinction, and you know, on the one side it says الذين أوتوا الكتاب, and on the other side it says الأميين. We understand that there is a, you know, like a difference, like an antonym. It's like the opposite. They're opposite to each other. And Ummi would be a person who had not received the previous revelations in Holy Scripture, such as the Torah or the Gospel. And that is exactly how Prophet Muhammad was. He was not the bearer of the Torah or the Gospel, but Allah revealed a new Holy Scripture to him. That became the Qur'an. And that is why a lot of the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews, they were reluctant and they didn't want to accept Islam and become a Muslim, because it was really hard for them to accept someone who was not like a recipient of the previous scriptures and was not a descendant of their own prophets from their own tribe, like the Bani Israel, okay? But, you know, like, that is, but they had in their books all of the qualities, all of the descriptions of our noble prophet. And as the Quran says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. That is how much detail was mentioned about the prophet in the scriptures of the Christians and Jews and the people of the book. So they knew that this is the prophet, this is the last prophet, but they wouldn't believe in him because they were probably jealous that why should a prophet that is not one of the, you know, like is not one of us, is not a continuation of the, you know, the descendants of Israel or Ishaq, why should he be the prophet? So of course, this is not something that would hold true for all of the Christians and Jews. There were some, and there were a few Christians and Jews that did accept Islam upon seeing the prophet and the signs of prophethood in him. But still, even if we think that the prophet did indeed know how to read and write, still, we have to accept the Qur'an as the truth. I mean, we shouldn't allow this thinking to stop us that since the Prophet was illiterate, like they say, was an Ummi who had never read or written anything in his life, that is why the Qur'an is miraculous and it has to be from Allah, okay? Well, yeah, that could be true, but that should not be something that we should rely on. There are also many other miracles of the Qur'an, many other great signs that prove that the Qur'an is from Allah. We shouldn't just focus on this one, okay? So the point I'm trying to make is that we should not bring down the status of the Prophet by using names such as illiterate, unlettered, you know, things that people have a negative opinion about them. You know, these words, they don't have a positive connotation. They're very negative. And so we have to be careful. I think for Ummi, we should just say he was an Ummi with a specific meaning. Okay? You can be a taught person with the teachings of Allah, just like Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny. And that's it for today's episode. Until next time, I'll leave you in the care and mercy of Allah.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, feel like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live.